Hello, welcome to Leave the Corporate World Behind podcast. This is Adrienne Dupree, and I want to welcome you to the podcast this evening. Leave the Corporate World Behind teaches people in corporate America who want to get out of the rat race, stop trading time for dollars, and control their own destiny how to start an online marketing business that can replace their income. And if you want to learn more about Leave the Corporate World Behind, you can go to leavethecorporateworldbehind.com. Now, tonight, I'm really excited about our guest we have. Her name is Donna Calley, and I actually discovered her in one of my Facebook groups that I'm a part of, and her story was just so amazing, and it was so inspirational that I actually reached out to her and asked her to be a guest today. So, hello, Donna. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great. And Donna, we'll just start with just tell us a little bit about yourself and your story.
I've kind of done a little bit of everything. I, was like most people. I did have a corporate job for, quite a few years and then ended up, getting a divorce and becoming a single mom and having to raise three daughters by myself. So at that point, I did a little bit of consulting and computer work and things to, stay home with my children and keep going, but yet, put my children first. And then I've gotten all of them successfully grown and through college and started in their own careers. And then literally almost 2 years ago, I ended up really escaping a abusive marriage and had the clothes on my back and had to figure out a way to kind of start over from nothing, less than nothing, actually. And that's when I discovered Amazon FBA.
Okay, so for people who out there that probably don't know anything about Amazon FBA, because I can tell you until about 6 months or so, I was completely clueless about Amazon FBA. I had been selling on Amazon as through the affiliate program through Amazon Associates, and I had created a couple of Amazon A stores, which is also through the affiliate program, but I really didn't know anything about Amazon fulfillment by Amazon. So could you tell us just a little bit about that program?
Amazon or FBA is actually called Fulfillment by Amazon, and what that literally allows you to do is you can find products that you want to sell on the Amazon marketplace. You package them, ship them to Amazon, and then Amazon deals with all of your customer service and ships your product. So instead of you sending out, 100 boxes to 100 different customers, you send in boxes directly to Amazon, and they deal with all the customer fulfillment. And that was really what I needed at the time. I didn't have I was homeless, so I didn't have a place where I could store tons of things. So I decided that FBA was the only way I could start a business.
Okay, and how did you even find out about FBA?
I basically was researching anything and everything that I could, trying to find a way that I could start generating an income, starting money or building an income without spending any money, which, the old adage, it takes money to make money, is somewhat true. But it doesn't take a lot of money, so I don't know exactly how I found it. I was just, searching everything, and I ran across a YouTube video talking about FBA, and I went, wow, this is what I need. And, of course, I had shopped on Amazon, and, I knew Amazon, from when they were a bookseller, and I actually didn't have any clue that there were actually other people selling on Amazon. I hadn't really made that connection.
Okay, and so then how did you get started? So you found a YouTube video, and so then how did you actually get started?
Well, that was actually quite an enterprise there. As I said, I didn't have a home. I didn't have a job. I had no income. I had no bank account. I really didn't have the tools that I needed to get started, but I didn't let anything stop me. I had run across the Thrifting for Profit podcast, and I went, "Hey, thrift stores, you can buy things for $1 and $2. I might be able to do that." And I literally went to one of the Goodwills. My very first sourcing trip, my budget was a whopping $2.87.
Wow.
I was fortunate. I did find two books that I actually didn't even sell to Amazon. I sold them to a company that buys books, which meant I didn't have any shipment, I didn't have any cost, and they paid me $10 per book. So now I had $2, or I mean $20, to put into my business, and I did, you know, selling to the booksellers. I did some Amazon or some eBay. My goal was, FBA program has a 30-day trial type of thing for the professional version, and I wanted to have 100 items ready to ship for the professional account, and then I was going to sign up for my account, ship my items, and pray that I could make my $40 in time, so that when my bill came due for that first 30 days, I had it. And I
And
did
all right.
it.
And how long did it take you to get those 100 items? Because I mean, I'm just amazed. You went with $2 and
Yep.
made $20. And how long did it take you to get your 100 items ready to
Well,
sell?
I started about the middle of August of 2013 gathering my items. My first shipment of 100 items arrived at Amazon on October the 4th, and I did make my first sale October the 4th.
All
So
right.
it was something that I had actually bought for a quarter, and I sold for $15. Now, of course, you know, there were fees and everything else, but the fact that I had turned a quarter into a profit, I was pretty excited, and I was hooked.
Wow. And so now how many items do you typically try to send to Amazon a month?
Well, right now, I currently have 3,100 items at Amazon.
Wow.
So I have come a long way in just a little over a year.
And I guess you're sending even more now that it's fourth quarter.
Yes, I am. You know, I still have to balance what I send. Because now I am fortunate that I do have a place to live, a roof over my head. But now that, you know, I'm living off of Amazon. So, it's still a balancing act, but I am able to pay my bills, continue to grow my business. And I'm anticipating an awesome Christmas season.
So you are sustaining your household on Amazon FBA. That's awesome.
And
So,
basically, like I said, I started a year ago, 13 months ago.
wow. So what kind of products do you sell?
My pat answer for that is anything that'll turn a profit. I was, you know, fortunate that, you know, I started last year primarily with books. I did a lot of library book sales and mostly thrifted items. And then I knew that, you know, book sales are really peak season this fall and spring, so I knew I needed something that was very, very low cost that I could continue to do kind of during the slow times of the year. I've always been a good bargain shopper. I've been good with coupons, and so I was, you know, lucky and smart enough that in January and February I went into groceries and health and beauty, and that was before they became gated. But a lot of those products I was able to, you know, if I picked them up on sale and with coupons, not an extreme couponer, but still enough that most of those items didn't cost me anything. So I was able to continue to build my inventory with little to no money to work with.
Wow. That, yeah, I know that I just got I got approved for beauty. So, yeah, I know for people who were selling previously to all these restrictions that you didn't have to go through that process.
Right.
So I know that you said you go to, like, thrift stores and grocery stores. I mean, are there other kind of places that you go to find products?
Yeah, I also do retail arbitrage. I'm a very big Big Lots customer and Dollar General customer. And, you know, even Walmart, I hit the clearance items. You know, I try and even it's kind of funny is once you get into this business, even when you aren't outsourcing, you're outsourcing. It's not uncommon for me to go to Walmart to buy a gallon of milk and walk out $70 later, you know, because I walk past something and go, huh, I wonder, and scan it and go, oh, yeah, that might work. And then I buy it, and, of course, I always hit clearance aisles no matter what store you go into, and it really becomes quite addicting.
And do you do any kind of online arbitrage, or you're basically doing retail arbitrage?
I'm doing pretty much retail still. As I said, you know, I'm still building, and, you know, a lot of times online you still have to have such a large order to get free shipping and things like that. So I generally will still do, you know, if I'm out at Dollar General or Big Lots, I'm there anyhow, so I don't look at that as an added expense. And, you know, I'm still a lot of times, you know, my budget isn't where I can go and get $50 worth so I get that free shipping, especially from, you know, one business. And I still don't go deep. If I buy, you know, multiples of an item, I rarely go more than three or six of the same item. So, you know, you have to really be careful.
Okay, so if let's say there's someone starting out that maybe does not have a lot of money, what advice would you give them for getting started in Amazon FBA?
The first thing that I would say is, yes, you do need to, you know, watch and learn what others are doing, but then you have to set up your own personal kind of goals. I always knew before I walked into any store, I knew what my budget was for that particular shopping trip, even if it was the $2.87 I started with, and I stuck to it. If my total had come to $3, there would have been something that got put back. I always knew what kind of return I wanted from that, you know, item or that money that I invested. I set real tight goals of, you know, how many items I wanted to purchase. And in the beginning, I never spent more than $1 on any one item. Now I still don't spend more than about $5 most of the time. But that's the nice thing about FBA. There are still tons of things you can buy. But the main thing is you've got to know what this is a business. And you have to put together your own business plan. It's nothing more than in your mind. And then the other thing is you got to develop a thick skin. Everybody is going to tell you that, you know, it's not going to work and who will pay, you know, $35 for, you know, a book that you bought at a garage sale for 25 cents. But it happens hundreds, thousands of times every day. So you just have to tune all that stuff out and know that it works. People are doing it. And, I mean, I'm still a little fish in this big pond, but I've done pretty well in a year.
I would say so, starting with $2.87 to now this is your it's supporting your life. You know, this is your job. You're not out working anywhere else. So, I mean, to go from $2.87 to a business that's supporting you in a year, I mean, that's incredible.
Well, and on top of it, it is, I don't work at 40 hours a week. You know, this time of year, it's probably a little closer to 25 to 30 hours. you know, and in the beginning I was scanning, you know, thousands of items that I, before I would even purchase, just because I was trying to stretch every dollar I had. But now I've gotten kind of a feel for it, and I probably work 25 to 30 hours. And some of that is, you know, I was at Walmart anyhow getting milk. So how much of that trip was work and how much was, you know, buying the milk?
Right.
So, you know, somewhat hard to tell, but I work it into my normal routine.
Okay. And so what things should new people avoid? Because I'm sure you have some good advice on that as well.
As far as one of the things is, you know, there are tons of tools out there that you can buy. There is tons of you know, material and books and e-books that you can buy. I'm not saying they're not good, don't get me wrong, because I believe in you know, the education. But you can read and do all of those kind of things you want. The bottom line, the best way to do it is to kind of jump in and get it done. You know, you read enough and you watch enough podcasts and things like that, but then bottom line, education is the, you know, getting in there and doing it. You know, as far as what sells and what doesn't, I have sold, I mean, pretty near everything, and some of it I'm amazed that I've sold it. but you just, I have to tell you a funny, funny story. All my daughters are adults now, but I was visiting before I got my place that I'm living in now. I was visiting one of my daughters. She's got my first grandson. So I was I tend to visit there often.
Right.
And I had found something that on DollarGeneral.com, they had a special and I could stack coupons, and they had, and you're going to laugh, but they had a fishbowl of condoms. And I went, and so I checked, and there were three listings, but absolutely no sellers. And I went, oh, my gosh, this is probably going to be one of those freaky things. And I could buy, there was 144 condoms in these, you know, fish bowls, and they were assorted everything. I don't know. I didn't look at them that close. But I went, this has got to be fun. So I went ahead and ordered it, and this was one of my big purchases. But I bought three of these for less than $100. In fact, it was like $70. So I thought, well, that's good. And I went, this is one of those embarrassment-type things that people probably wouldn't, you know, there is a certain type of person that would not go to the store to buy something like this.
Right.
So I went ahead and I put $110 each. I mean, they got checked into the warehouse and they sold immediately.
Oh, my goodness.
But since I was at my daughter's, I knew they were going to be coming to her house. Well, of course, when she gets packages, she doesn't always look to see who they are. She just opens them. So I felt I needed to explain to her that her mom had a bunch of condoms coming. And
oh,
that I
wow.
hadn't gone off the deep end and, you know, wasn't throwing large sex parties. But those, you know. But, yeah, I will sell pretty near anything.
Well, I mean, that's just to tell you that you can basically sell almost anything on Amazon.
Yeah. Now there's other people selling it, and the market's not quite as good. So I apparently am not in the condom business right now. But
yeah,
for a while it was great.
Okay. Do you have any parting advice you'd like to give people?
I would just say, you know, you can do this. You know, if I can start it off with literally no bank account, you know, no budget, no home, no really anything, you know, it can be done. Is it going to be easy? No. But if you set your mind to it, you can do this business. And that's pretty awesome to be able to start with, you know, literally, you know, $2.87, and build it to something that can support you in a year. You know, it's hard to start a business with $2.87.
I would say so. I don't know too many businesses you could start with that.
No, and as I said, I am now, I've been living, I started off in a very small apartment in January where I was paying all my bills, and now I'm actually in a house. I mean, it's not a mansion, and I had to really negotiate because I had no credit, and this is an owner finance, but, you know, I was able to do it. So, you know, if you want to do it, just head for it and just don't let anything stop you. You know, failure wasn't an option for me. And once I decided that I was going to make it work, come, you know, hell or high water, I've been amazed at things that have just opened up and worked for me. And, you know, I am a person of faith. And I know I haven't done this alone. Mm-hmm. You know, we were all taught, you know, ask and you shall receive. And I've been very specific in what I've asked for. And I've worked, but every time I've needed something, it has somehow miraculously appeared, maybe not when or how or exactly what I thought I wanted or needed, but it's been there.
Yeah, I mean, that's such a powerful testimony. Don, I want to thank you so much for sharing your story with us. I mean, I was just touched so much when I saw your post on Facebook. So I was like, I don't know her, but I'm going to reach out to her and hopefully, you know, she'll agree to talk to our audience about, you know, her story because it's just so powerful. So, Donna, thank you so much for sharing your story.
Okay, and hopefully it'll help some others. And, you know, if it's not FBA business, it doesn't really matter. Just find something that you can do and go after it and don't let anybody stop you.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Okay. Thank
and
you. You have a good evening.
Great day. You too.